Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. And you're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got our good friend Tom Marco back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and the founder of iBank.com, which is that outstanding online bank organization, that financial organization, I should say, because they're not a bank, but they know where all the banks are. They know how to help you get that that funding. And he's got some interesting ideas today to talk to us about. He calls it the Small Business Disaster Recovery Fund. Sounds an awful lot like something the government would come up with. We'll see what he has to say about that. Tom Marco, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be back.
How you doing?
Well, I just couldn't be better. We've got good weather out here in California, and things are going well. It seems like our economy's trickling into some better times.
Are you seeing a little light, a little glimmer at the end of the tunnel?
We are, Jim. We have. It's just been kind of miraculous, though, for our company. Even though our revenues dropped about half in July, started dropping from March when Bear Stearns went down, but we kept all 30 employees. I really encourage people to try to really think about human capital versus lifestyle capital and keep their people. We've been up on average 12% a month since September.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been
it's been a year that it'll make you tough this last year, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It's made us rethink how we spend our money on entertainment and how we spend our money on travel and really focus on human capital, the investment in human capital, because human capital is what's really made it work. You know, we've got great customer care. Matter of fact, our competitors have all come to us and says we can't compete with iBank because of our customer care. And said, would you host our websites and would you answer our telephones? And now we do that for about a dozen companies now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah, it was really interesting, though, a couple weeks ago when President Obama gave his speech on, small business and, the SBA. All of a sudden, our traffic doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
Good. Yeah, well, absolutely. And I've given him kudos. I mean, I haven't there have been some things about his proposals that I've taken him to task on.
And if
I looked him in the face, I'd do the same thing. But there have been some areas that I've complimented him on, and one of them is in the way he's going to be working to beef up the support that the SBA can give to small businesses.
We haven't seen the money yet at the ground level.
Right.
The small business has not. So it's a bit agonizing that that the SBA director, it took so long or is taking so long to get appointed since he was for small business. So we're still not.
Karen Mills, by the way, is officially on board now. She was confirmed last week.
Right.
We thought it was going to happen in February. It should have happened in February. I don't know what happened, but we're going to be with her. Are you going to be coming to Small Business Week in May in D.C.?
I think we're going to try to make it there.
It's the third week. The third week of May.
What's that?
It's the third week of May.
Third week of May. Okay.
Yeah, it's May the 18th, 19th. The big events are 18th and 19th of that week, folks. So that'll be the official U.S. Small Business Week. Although Tom, as you know, communities around the country celebrate Small Business Week in their own week. They don't wait for Small Business Week to be chosen by the SBA. But that is the official federal Small Business Week when the SBA will be celebrating it. But I do think one of the things that you've been working on, Tom, is you've been looking at this Small Business Disaster Recovery Fund program, haven't you?
I have. I've been trying to get this in the hands of powerful business people and the government and the media, and in educators throughout the country, which I sent you yesterday.
Yes.
And the concept is in the early 80s, the SBA was making direct loans to small businesses. Then with the cuts of, the cost of things, the government went to kind of a distribution model, a representative model, using banks as preferred underwriters of these loans and guaranteeing.
And just guaranteeing them, yeah.
Yeah, guaranteeing 75, 80, but it's gone up over time. But this model I don't think is going to work for small business because the banks can still only lend based on a percentage of their portfolio, number one, and
right.
number two, based on their losses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can only take a point and a half loss on a portfolio. Where the government can stand larger losses, in the concept is if you can give $600 to every American, why don't we provide a loan to every business
right.
that would want one that would hire people?
Hold on to that thought, Tom. I got to take a quick break, but we come back. This Tom's on to something here, folks. We're going to continue it right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and hope you check out my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com and use it to your advantage because we built it for you. We wanted you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check out the blog, the knowledge base, our newsletter. You can subscribe to that, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. The blog we update on a regular basis, the knowledge base, you can ask questions, get answers. We've got thousands of archives that we've accumulated over the years with our Brain Trust members. We've got thousands of articles that either they or I have written. And you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that'll help you. You can listen, you can read, whatever you like. We got a lot of stuff there, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. Tom Markle has deposited lots of words of wisdom with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of iBank. We're talking about his small business disaster recovery funding program that he's recommending to the SBA. And Tom, you just think that the SBA's model is not quite gonna be sufficient for the future. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's not gonna be. I think the SBA, especially in this disaster, in the SBA today, Jim, if there is a flood or a fire, and the governor of that state announces a disaster, an application can be filed by a small business directly with the SBA, and a loan within 40 days will arrive for you. A very low cost, 5% loan will
low
arrive for you to rebuild your business. And are we not in a disaster?
Right.
I mean, isn't this a small business disaster?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the
it
points
sure
of the disaster is that the value of your assets or your business has to drop 40%. In other words, you have to have lost 40% mm-hmm. of the building. Or
I think there's a lot of small business owners who would qualify for that right now, wouldn't they?
I think every I mean, our business isn't half. I'm hearing lumber companies 75%. I'm hearing other businesses 85% off.
How about car dealers?
Car dealers, this is a disaster. Is this not a disaster?
Retailers.
What's that? Yeah. Retailers, restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know too many businesses that are saying they're up in this economy. And so if we are in a disaster, and I think we can say that we are in one, why don't we invoke the governors invoke a disaster for small business and then offer these loan programs through the SBA, directly from the SBA, as a loan? And the only requirement would be, the only thing, you can actually put a couple of them more in here, but the only underwriting requirement is that you hire back people.
Right. Now, that's one of the things that the SBA currently has. If you want to grease the skids to your SBA loan, you will demonstrate how many people you're going to hire. They like that. That's something they already do.
Right. They these programs.
So you're right about that. I mean, that's
the difference
good...
is the cost of the money and how much you can get. So I'm suggesting there could be an unlimited amount of funds available because if you give money to a small business, Jim, as you know, you're not going to pay back debt.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go buy equipment. You're going to go hire people. You're going to spend money on advertising. And, you know, isn't this economy all about hiring people?
Well, and think about this, Tom. How much money, I mean, what does the government put into this economy on a rescue basis? $1 trillion? Are they planning on putting $1 trillion and maybe more? I can't even keep up with all the different elements, and I'm not even sure if that includes the car bailouts. But what they've done for the banks and for the economy, if they had given that money or something, if they'd made that money available, not as gifts but as loans,
right,
to small businesses, we wouldn't care whether AIG stayed in business or not.
That's right.
Blowing right by. AIG would be a distant memory. GM would be a distant memory, basically. I mean, if small businesses had access to this kind of capital, there's no telling what we could do with this, not only the U.S., but the global economy.
We just found out the other day that there's 300,000 businesses filing bankruptcy every month.
Wow.
Now, if you figure the average business has got three or four employees. I mean, you know, you're talking about 1 million people,
yep,
that are either unemployed or on the 1099. You know, they say the economy has about, 9% unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really more like 20% because of all the 1099 people.
Right, exactly.
All the construction people.
Yep.
You know, many of these people in the world don't file a W-2.
Well, there are probably close to 20 million independent contractors out there. There are those 1099 people you're talking about.
There you go. 20 million people.
I used to be one.
9% of those are unemployed, at least 9.
Probably more than that. Probably a lot more than that. So you're exactly right. So what are some of the other? So what is your solution? Give us your 1, 2, 3 on this.
Okay. One is you would apply online at SBA.gov for this disaster recovery fund.
Now this is a proposed, folks. That you can't do it right now. He wants this to happen. Go ahead, Tom.
That's right. I want this to happen. You can't do this today, but you would apply online for this disaster recovery. You would state that you'll hire 3 people and you'll buy 4 computers and you'll buy whatever you need, a car, a truck, or whatever you need out of that. You would be approved. The funds would be wired right to your bank account, and then there would be a tracking of how you hired these people.
Mm-hmm.
So that they would either come.
Who's going to administer that? Who's going to be the oversight organization?
Well, it'd be the SBA.
Yeah.
Would be the oversight, but the
so they'd have to staff up, though, because they don't have the people for that right now.
Right. They would say you don't have the people. Well, guess what? Technology's been built already to do online app, pull the bureaus, have the documents, send the money, and then track how people are using that money.
And we could probably...
And that technology has been built by us at iBank. We've built an entire online application process.
And if they need people, we might find somebody in the marketplace who needs a job. What do you think?
Maybe.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to come take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about Tom's brilliant idea about how to get our small businesses going again in the United States. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Tom Markle is our guest, and he's with iBank, founder of iBank.com. Tom, tell us a little bit about iBank, how we can find you guys.
Well, you can go to iBank.com, iBank.com, and what the I's about, Jim, is really 3 things. Information, how does the small business get know-how, and of course we link with you guys in our resource center.
How do you get,
how to, where to, when to, and those kind of how-tos. And then we're about influence. How does this organization, iBank, help you meet the right person in real time for your needs? So you can find lenders, insurance agents, investors, attorneys, accountants, consultants, coaches, virtually any professional service for your business. We've got a network of professionals that you can meet in real time. And there's thousands of these people in our network now in these centers. And the last I is the innovation. So we've got information, influence, and innovation. And how do we vet really good online products to help you run your business faster, easier, and simpler?
But primarily, one of the things you do is your fundamental goal is to help small business owners get access to capital.
That's all right. That's our major role, is to help find grants, help.
You don't have the money, but you know where the people are who do have the money.
That's right. We're in, the new you know, they're saying it's the new Wall Street or these hedge funds, you know, that
right.
can potentially
right.
make loans. So we're out there pounding the pavement trying to find any kind of capital
right.
we can. And we have the small business join as a member our community of small business. It's kind of like the AARP for small business.
Mm-hmm.
You join as a member, you get a lifetime vault, which is to store everything in your company, tax returns, financials in case of disaster, and to build a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the basis of it. And then we have an iNews Center. We go out to the 450 business news feeds throughout the country every 15 minutes and pull in all the business news from the Yahoos and the Wall Street Journals and your company, everybody, every 15 minutes and display it in their
mm-hmm.
vault so they don't have to go to all these places individually.
Right, right.
And then we've got discounted on credit reports for your business and for your vendors. You know, today, Jim, if you don't know who you're doing business with, you know, that's a shame. We just
yep.
can't just say
you
got to
know
an
more.
Order.
You got to know more about folks.
You know.
Tom, I want to come back to your disaster plan here. I like what you're saying, and so you recommend that the SBA loan the money directly, work through an organization with the technology like you've created, and then all right. So then, what's that going to create? What do you think that's going to? What do you think's going to come from all that?
Well, you know, the government put $180 billion by giving $600 to every, you know, human being that
yep.
paid taxes last
yep.
year. And, you know, we had a blip in the spending.
Yeah.
It went up about 1% for the month, and now we're back down, you know, came back down again.
If they'd made that available to small business owners, they would have hired people, and they would have had a lot more than $600, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. We'd have the economy be booming.
Yeah.
People would be having people.
But this is an example of how the government doesn't understand their own marketplace, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you know, when you think the government knows that the bailout will happen from small business hiring people, you know, if General Motors is going to lay off 40,000 people, and the insurance companies are going to lay off 40,000, who's going to hire them back?
Yeah,
it's the small business, 26
yeah.
million small businesses that are out there that are going to do this. And so being able to encourage and give hope to small businesses through a fund, and this is just a temporary disaster recovery fund
mm-hmm.
that would be set up.
It's a loan. They got to pay back.
They got to pay the loan back, absolutely.
It's not a grant.
We know that those businesses, half of those businesses probably won't pay the loan back. But when you think about let's say it was a $1 trillion of capital. Half of them don't pay back. The other half over a 10-year period would.
Right.
There are virtually
right.
very few losses available to the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a.
So what do we got to do to make that happen? Who are you talking to? Who's listening to this?
Well, I think every small business has to call their senator and their congressman and say, I want to have a disaster recovery fund available directly from the
for
SBA
small
so
business,
we can hire
yeah.
people.
Now, can they find your PowerPoint on your website?
You know what? That's a great idea, Jim. I think we'll get that. We'll get that PowerPoint.
Why don't you
up
get
there.
That up so people can go there and find and they can speak with a little more experience when they call their members of Congress.
We sent you the PowerPoint, Jim.
I've got it.
Pick it up on your up on your site.
We're going to.
And tell people
with your
where
permission,
they can get
we're
it.
Going to. I got it right in front of me.
Yeah. And it's what? Right there. It's here's the fund. Here's they. You want to be available so much you can go. You can borrow up to $5 million at 5%
yep.
interest for 10 years.
Yep.
Interest only for the first 7. They're already doing this stuff for the
yep.
disaster. If
yep.
you got a flood or a fire,
but they just need to apply it to the people who can really make a difference. Small business owners. Hey Tom, thanks for your great ideas, for your big thoughts, and for your leadership.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Marco, ladies and gentlemen, he founded iBank, iBank.com. I hope you'll check that out. It's important. You'll probably find something there to help your small business. I'm pretty sure you will. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.